Chisholm, this is a big one of the big events on the NFL draft calendar, and it's a game that's attracting more and more talent seemingly every year. What have you and your scouts been able to see already the first 2 days of this?
I think the first thing you do is kind of see how the guys look physically. You know, you've gone through the fall seeing them in their pads and maybe running into them a little bit during practice, but this is the first time to see them, kind of how much they weigh, how tall they are, kind of what their body's built like. So from there, you get the physical picture of kind of like who they are and what they are. And then as the week unfolds, you're looking to see kind of how they compete, how they take coaching, and hoping to see some improvement during the week as guys kind of get used to the speed of the game and get more comfortable playing football again.
Position that everyone likes to know how the process works is the quarterback position.
And right.
There's a lot of different ways to evaluate them. On this stage, what are you looking for from a quarterback?
Well, I think the cool thing and the unique thing about this experience is that all quarterbacks start from kind of ground zero. You know, like when you're watching tape on a college guy, there's a little bit of gray area because he's been in his system versus this other system, you know, West Coast, spread, whatever you want to call it. But when you get to the Senior Bowl, it's their first time to get them in an NFL playbook, and everybody's kind of reading from the same book. So you're comparing apples to apples a little bit more as far as what they're being asked to do. And then, again, like how they progress during the week and kind of how they get used to new receivers. There's always a little bit of a learning curve when it goes through the comfort zone of kind of your college and your program and then getting here and picking up the new offense and getting used to the guys around you. So you want to see that progression through the week.
And there's a lot of intangibles that come in that quarterback position. Are you able to pick up on any of that as well?
Right. Yeah, there's some guys, and I think you've seen it in some of these practices, who kind of exude leadership and exude a positive demeanor. Guys seem to gravitate towards some of these guys, and then a big part of it too is getting together with them at night for the formal interviews and, you know, getting a little more one-on-one attention and learning them and learning how they pick things up and kind of how they're wired.